Welcome to the WedPro Podcast, the show for wedding professionals and business owners.
Each month, we bring you top industry experts, business chat, and hints and tips to grow your business.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Roxy.
Welcome to the WedPro Podcast.
Welcome to the WedPro Podcast, everyone. Today you are listening to a supplier spotlight episode. Very excited to have joined with me today two amazing businesswomen that haven't always worked together. We were once rivals, and then they have brought themselves together to create one amazing business. Hashtag when two become one. Welcome to the WedPro Podcast, ladies. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hello. Thank you for having us. So I'm Karen, and I'm Michelle, and we are Olivia George Bridal,
home of
the perfect one.
I love the strap line. Everyone's got to have a bit of a strap line.
Absolutely.
So lovely to have you on our show today. Your story really, really fascinates me, and I was really, really like so excited when we had a chat, and he was like, yeah. I'll come and do a podcast with you, because it's absolutely amazing, and it highlights that, you know, I know it's a little bit cheesy to say, you know, working together instead of like working against each other, collaboration, cheesiness instead of competition is kind of the way forward, and that's what you two have done. So tell me and everyone listening a bit about your business. Well, maybe you want to start like right at the beginning of this incredible story.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, like you said, we were two boutiques. Michelle started hers June-ish 2017, and mine was about 6 or 7 months later, February 2018. And yeah, we were basically competition, each other's competition. Probably, what were we, 20 miles away from each other?
Yeah.
So definitely within each other's kind of areas. And we met through a photo shoot that we did together. And then we went for a couple of coffees, didn't we?
Yeah, and I think we were both, when we met, we were both sort of feeling pretty much the same about it. Sometimes it's quite hard to break into the industry or... not break in, but have friends within the industry.
It's quite lonely sometimes, literally Christmas, isn't it, at times?
Literally Christmas 2019. I found that I suddenly had to get out of my shop that I was renting really, really quickly. Won't go into that, but it was a real, like, I needed somewhere to go, so just sent a blank email message out to all my contacts to help, just, you know, give me a home,
storage
of the dresses for a month or two till I got sorted. And the last person that I expected to respond was Carolyn. And she said, yeah, come down, I'll help. We'll sort something out.
Bring a van load of stuff, it's fine.
And the rest is history.
So it went from the perfect one, which was Michelle's, moved into Olivia George, which was me. Mm-hmm. And it went kind of from storage space to actually we work really well together, and why would we then break back off to be rivals again when we can work together and make it amazing, hopefully.
Why would you break the band back up?
And it literally was from day one. It just snowballed, didn't it? We were busy, word was out there, everybody seemed to like the fact that we both joined forces, and I was there mainly during the week because you still have a day job.
Yeah.
Which meant that obviously the shop was open more, and then we were there together at weekends, and just having each other to bounce off and run things through, and that motivation. And, you know, because in your business, sometimes you do have down days, you know, days when you think, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Mm. And the other would pick each other up. And it was just, we had an amazing start to last year, didn't we?
Yeah, I think the first thing we did in March was a sample sale, and it literally went so well. It was hard, wasn't it? When we moved up, literally picked the shop up and moved it to a local hotel.
Yeah.
But it went so well, we were like, oh my God. Neither of us would have done it on our own.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, yeah, so yeah. Here we are.
And then very quickly we moved, didn't we?
Yeah.
Really, really quickly, actually, looking back. But we needed the space because obviously you can imagine two shops into one was quite... And, yeah.
A lot of dresses.
Well, yes. And we don't like to chuck things away, so that makes things a little bit worse. Yes.
Yeah, and here we are.
Oh, but like you say, obviously there is me and my business partner, Katie, and it is really nice to have somebody else, like you say, to bounce ideas off. When you're having rubbish days, you've got someone to pick you up. And when you're having fantastic days, you've got someone to celebrate with. And like you say, it does open up doors to things that may not be possible when kind of you're going solo. But this is the same kind of thing as having connections within the wedding industry, because, you know, and that's kind of what we are, our foundations of what we're all about, is bringing people together. And your guys' story, that's why it kind of resonated with me so much, to think that you could have, well, you were rivals, but now here you are, joined forces, absolutely smashing it. With your brother's shop.
Yay!
Back before we joined,
yeah,
even though we were rivals, we've still, I think you're probably one of the only others in the area around me that I felt I could chat to, message, cut the phone and say, ah, and we had started with quite a similar ethos.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though we were independent, I felt that, you know, if I knew I couldn't help a bride, I'd send those brides down to Carolyn and vice versa.
Yeah.
And that, even before we came together, that was really nice, just knowing that actually there was another friendly person within the same industry that I could talk to and, you know, moan to, or
because it doesn't always come across that friendly, does it, the industry?
it doesn't. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because people are afraid of that. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I think a lot of industries are like, I think it's the fear of a bit of competition sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what I think it could be, kind of that fear of the competition, or could that person, you know, be trying to get something out of me, or whatever. But I think it's almost like a wall. And once you get past that wall and that realization of, actually, hold on a minute, it's actually the complete opposite, because every business in the wedding industry is dealing with the same client, a bride or a groom or something to do with a wedding. Each wedding needs, 15, sometimes even 20 different suppliers. It's almost like when you know a group of wedding businesses around you, it's like having a marketing team in your back pocket.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of people in this industry need to try and remember, is that the more, you know, you put your feelers out there and make connections with people in the industry, the better it's going to be for your business, even as far as like your socials, because, you know, if you go and meet up for a coffee when you can, or like a virtual chat, you can put that on your socials and kind of build up your business around you like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's all good.
So how do you both kind of manage your work-life balance, if there is any managing or balance or any life?
Sometimes really, really poorly.
That is true.
Yeah, it works better when we actually make time to get together and schedule and plan.
Yeah.
And things like, I think for us, one of the first things, like when we first came together, when we'd been running it independent, our businesses independently, we both come from the same place. We actually, both of us had never really sat down, whilst we had our goals in our head.
Yeah,
we'd never sat down and worked them out, written them down, and worked out, right, we want to be here and how, so what do we need to get there? And I think that for both of us was a real eye-opener, that once we'd done that, it was like, wow, this is scary but achievable because we've broken it down. And I think for us, it's a case of we don't always do it, and we have to, I think we need to make, it's a constant, we need to make the effort to get together regularly to do those planning sessions and those goal setting sessions. Yeah.
It's discipline, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's putting down a diary and sticking to it, and then doing the things on your list. I'm terrible for having 90 things to do and doing one other thing that's not on that list of 90 things.
I'm the most organised person ever. As in, on the face of it, I think people think that I am like mega organised, but I have to force myself to be organised. And I know that might sound strange to people. I have to force myself to remember to write in my diary because I won't do it, or like I won't write things down because I just I'll just remember that in my brain, or even goals and plans, kind of like social media, like business plans for the future. When me and Katie sit down and we map it out, your brain feels so much freer.
Yeah, it's so true. And yeah, I think setting aside the time for certain things as well. And in even outside of business, like with the homeschooling kind of stuff, if I find I don't say, right, we're going to do an hour, then what we would do in an hour, we end up spreading throughout the day and it's messy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get frayed and all the rest of it. So I think it is literally organisation, isn't it? And
it is. And planning. It might become natural to some people. It's like I just said, especially not me. Really, really learned, and all my life I really benefit from it. Even like for my mental health, honestly, because I'm a kind of a mum, a stay at kind of working from home, I'm a wife, I've got a family. So busy, like all of us are, but organisation and planning and scheduling things in, you know, like scheduling your social media, getting that planned out for the month, our Instagram, because we like plan monthly, it just ticks along without us. Like we go in and we comment, you know, we reply to people, and it's just working for us instead of working against us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like you said, with the mental health thing at the minute, that's more important than it's ever been. And to focus on that and be mindful of that, because it's easy to slip.
Definitely.
Very easy. It's easy to stay in your pyjamas all day.
It's almost, from the shop point side of things, obviously organisation is a massive thing.
Yeah.
But then there's also that allowing yourself, because it's very easy to get dragged into the constantly working.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Actually setting time aside, you know, obviously when we're allowed to open the shop, our times when we're in the shop, they're long hours. So it's so tempting to say, oh, I'll just do an extra couple of hours to do this in the shop or do that in the shop. But actually what we need, you know, what we have to do is, like, you know, just down tools to go home and have time.
Definitely.
It's important. Otherwise we end up burning ourselves out. And I think, obviously we chose to move during lockdown and all of that. And it's just, but that's brought its own issues, you know, its own stress in its, in its own way. But actually I think both of us throughout the course of the last year, we've had periods where we've not burnt out, but we've had to be like, actually I'm not coping very well at the moment. So, and it's just the other carries the other whilst.
Yeah, well, I put my hand up here, and I don't mind saying that probably about 3 weeks before Christmas I had a complete burnout, I'm gonna be honest. You know, it's really, really important to keep these conversations going about, you know, and letting people, it's all right to feel like this, it's all right to have your bad days. But I wasn't recognising I was having kind of bad days until I hit the burnout where I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. I was in a very, very like low place, no motivations. But luckily I had lots of amazing people around me kind of who helped me and supported me, but I don't want anyone else to get to that point. So if you feel like it's everything's too much, just stop, work and wait. Nothing is that you are not more important than it.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been through a tough time this last year. I don't know anybody that actually hasn't struggled, or you know, every single one of my family members and my friends have had conversations where it's like, oh my god, I'm struggling today. But it's so important to talk about it. Do not be ashamed. And I think I wasn't ashamed of what I was feeling, but I was the one who looks after everybody else. So I would show everyone else is okay, Well, actually, I should have been asking myself, are you okay, hun?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. And I think we've both had our moments where we've not spoken up.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, usually it manifests itself in someone will send a message or respond to a message and the other person will say, you're being really short with me. But actually it's not. And then it comes to a bit of a what's going on. And then we speak about it.
Yeah, I mean, me and Katie are exactly the same. I can, like, she can tell when I'm not very good and I can tell when she, like, is probably tired or has got something else happening or, like, homeschooling, you know, gone to pot that day. But it is about, you know, just keep talking to people, keep reaching out to people, making sure people are okay, your family members, people in the industry. Because I've kind of found that it's really nice when I get an odd random message saying, hey, you, how are you today? I had to go, oh, do you know what? This has happened. Like, I feel like this. Like, bloody this is going on. Like, how are you? And it really, like, talking doesn't fix the problems, but it helps kind of relieve. Yeah,
definitely helps.
A little bit.
And also it makes you realise that you're not the only one that's going through it. 9 times out of 10, if you tell somebody things aren't great, they will also actually, yeah, I'm the same. And then you go, oh, really?
Yeah.
Everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah. So this kind of brings me on to my next kind of question I want to know from you. What has starting your own businesses and then your business together kind of taught you?
A lot.
What hasn't it taught me? Is that what you were going to say?
It's taught me a lot about just taking a risk. Taking calculated risks and not just like financial risks or, you know, things like we were saying last time, weren't we, about our lives. And one day we just did it.
Oh, our lives. Our lives.
Sorry, I'm like,
our what? Our lives.
Yeah. Our
lives.
No, not your actual lives. Are you talking about your
Facebook live. Our lives, not our lives.
We
can get you on another podcast for that if you want.
That'll really be an hour.
Pushing your boundaries. Your boundaries, doing something that feels uncomfortable but actually it works. Or do something and it doesn't work and you think, okay, fine, done it and it didn't work.
Yeah.
It's fine. That would be my thing, I think.
Yeah. I know for me, starting the business, and I think over the years I've had so many people tell me, you can't do it. And now I'm sat here and I'm like, those same people saying, oh my gosh, you've done amazing. Look what you're doing. I'm really proud of you. And it's like, it's just pushing through that. I'm realising that, I can do it. I've done it. We've done, you know, okay, we're not
absolutely
where, you know, we've still got our goals we want to grow to, but actually from where I started off, we've smashed goals and it's like, we're doing it. And it makes me feel like a real business person.
Oh, didn't it?
When I stop and think about it, it's like, yes, I've done it. So it's, I think that's what I've done.
I think it's funny because when we met up at Costa once before any of this started.
Oh, yeah.
And, we were talking about business in general.
Yeah.
And we said, didn't we, that there was a quote from, is it Richard Branson?
Oh, I've been reading his book, haven't I? Reading Richard Branson's book, and it was in there about how do you, you know, it's basically it's say yes, even if you don't know how to do it, say yes and learn really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Effectively, that's possibly not the right way that you should, you know, base your business or start your business or whatever. But that's what I've done. Yeah, so.
And that's what I do a lot.
We very rarely say no.
No, we don't. We'll do that.
And I can kind of second this saying yes thing. Disclaimer, it is okay to say no if it's going to affect your mental health or like you really do it. Like, disclaimer. But I have learned that I am capable of so much more than I ever thought I was.
Yeah.
That has come from me pushing myself and saying yes to opportunities that, like you just said, maybe you don't know how the hell you're going to do it or whatever. But say yes. I always say yes and then work out the little bits in between after. Like, be all right. Be okay. But going back to the point of kind of what you were saying about, you know, feeling like a real business person and, you know, thinking from where you started to where you are now, don't you think as entrepreneurs, because that's what we are, I know, like,
ah, that's
what you are, don't you think that very good at, you know, thinking about all the things that we haven't done instead of looking at all the things that we actually have done?
Yes, definitely. And I think for us, we suddenly hit a point in the shop. I think, when was it? Well, I'm trying to think when it was, but we suddenly stopped and went, look what we've done. And maybe it was the accountant this year when we sat and worked out what we've done this past year since coming together. We worked out, obviously, all of our figures started coming together because we had to give them to him. And suddenly it was like, wow, look what we've done. And then, you know, we've moved. We've opened up another, you know, done amazing things in the shop. And when we started, actually stopped, because you can be very busy in all of it.
Yeah.
And focusing on, oh my gosh, we've still got to do this. And there's loads, you know, within the shop, there's still loads that we need to do that we haven't finished this and we haven't done that. And, you know, we need to do this part of the shop and expand the prom and all of this. There's always 100 things more to do that I think sometimes we focus on all of that.
Yeah.
And it's not until something is said, or like the accountant having to give him all of our stuff.
Yeah.
It was a real wow moment.
You realise what you've already achieved.
Yeah. And then it makes you stop and look at actually what we've done.
Yeah, like taking a step back and going, look at what we have achieved, look at what I've achieved. And I think it's so important for all of us to do that. Especially, I find it's really nice, you know, when I'm having not so good day, or I call it imposter syndrome comes creeping in, like I'm not good enough. Like, who am I to be doing this? Or like, why do you think that you're capable of doing that? Or kind of whatever it might be that, you know, negatively is in your mind. I like to look at what I've achieved. I when I get a review about me or Twizzing or anything like that, I screenshot it and I keep it in my phone. So then when I'm feeling crappy, I go and have a little read and I'm like, oh, that's why I do what I do. That's why I love, that's what gets me out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, so true.
It's so important to look at kind of the good points. So talk to me, I know you just mentioned it really quickly, about your Facebook Lives and that kind of story and how that progressed, because I think Facebook Lives are really under kind of rated, and it's such a good video marketing opportunity that people are missing
it
out.
It really is, yeah. And to be fair, for us, it didn't start as that. It was about having visibility and getting our presence out there, wasn't it? So the first live we did, we literally scripted it, stood in front of the camera like two planks of wood.
There was a lot of ums and ahs and hold on, let me look at the paper without pretending
And it was okay, and we were like, I remember when we ended it, we were like, oh my good god, what was that? And then didn't watch it back for ages, and it was awkward and the rest of it. But then that was back in probably January, February last year.
Yeah.
And then when lockdown hit, we didn't do another one until it was lockdown. And we thought, actually...
And it was a few weeks into the first lockdown,
it was,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because we suddenly thought, it was that realisation of, we're shut and...
And nobody knows we're here.
Yeah, because we just moved. We were moving as well. We were in the process
in the middle of moving.
So actually, we just thought, how on earth can we still be... in their radar, connecting with people. So we just done it, and we just said, right, every Friday it was, did we call it sofa sessions or something like that?
Oh, I love it.
It was 7 o'clock on a Friday, bring your wine, hot chocolate, whatever. It was summer, wasn't it? So, and we had a really lovely weather, so most people bought alcohol. and we just stuck to it, and it was, the first few were a bit, but
at
after
first
that,
we were like, to all our friends, can you please join, so it looks like there's people out there.
Yeah.
And then gradually people that originally joined didn't then need to, because we had actual
real followers.
real life people who are potential clients.
And we've had several clients from that, people that we talked to on a regular basis who became our brides, and then they're dressed from us, and we've maintained the relationship going on.
And I think the thing is, because, well, we're not really, I mean, what you see on our lives is what you get when you come into the shop. Obviously, you know, we're quite professional, we can advise on the dress side of things, but the down-to-down, the personality, that's us. We don't script, we don't pretend to be something we're not. We it's just, you know, we mess up on air, and, you know, I mean, we've had some right old laughs, and people laugh at us, and we laugh at ourselves.
Yeah.
It's just
real.
The feedback that we got from brides when obviously we could reopen was they loved it because they felt like they had already met us. So when they came in that door for their appointment, that first barrier was already down.
And that's the really important thing, isn't it? Because for a lot of, probably the majority of our brides are bricking it when they come in the door.
Yeah, they're also nervous. Yeah. You know, will there be anything to fit me? Will this, will that?
And or will it be snobby? Or will I have to do certain things? And when they already know that actually, no, it's not like that. You are allowed to come in and be yourself, and we'll be ourselves, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
It's that first wall is totally broken down before you've even got the appointment started. So.
People can, you know, instantly get a feel for what you're about, you know, because, you know, like with your ideal clients, it's all about you matching up with them. So if they're like, oh my life, these ladies are right up my street, like there you go. Like you say, the wall has been knocked down, and it is a really good way. Like, even if you mess up, God, I've done so many Facebook lives where I've like fluffed my words or I don't know what I'm saying. Like you, I used to start with notes, and I'd be conscious that, oh my God, I'm looking down. I'm going to look like I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh God, now I'm looking over there, like overthinking every single bit. But honestly, after probably the third, fourth one, all of that goes out the window. And if it was to go wrong and you think, oh my God, I don't like this, you just delete it and then it's gone forever. But honestly, this is a perfect way.
We never delete them now, do we?
All the really rubbish ones are out there.
Yeah, they're all there. Everyone can see them. They're all out there. People can, and people do. They often say, oh, I've gone back and watched your alarm. And now, you know, we don't script anything. It's like we've got a live tonight at 7. And we don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but we will talk about something.
They are the best ones, like these impromptu bits of content that are, you know, letting your potential clients see what kind of people you are. I mean, brides and grooms are on, I mean, like wedding planning takes a big chunk of their lives, and it's kind of a journey, isn't it? So even if you might come across you who might not be ready to buy her dress yet, but because she has got a feel for you, you know, it's building that know, like you trust you, for then when she goes, right, I'm ready to buy my dress now, she's gonna go, oh, I know where I'm going, like, I know where I'm going, and I want to buy my dress from these girls. And we had that, we did Facebook lives right at the beginning when lives just came out. And I remember Katie, because she was my boss at the time, she was like, right girls, we're gonna start doing these Facebook lives. And I bricked my pants, I don't mind saying, I was pants. I was so nervous. But after about the third one, we realized, because it took a while to build viewers up, and we'd have to keep saying, right guys, make sure you're, you know, hitting the notification so you get a ping when we come live. We'll be here every Friday, like you guys did it on a Friday. We did one at the same time every week, because then people know where to find you, like without even thinking about it. And I actually learned to love it, and I love it now. Like I love recording. I don't like recording pre-scripted things. So we do courses for wedding businesses within kind of Twizzing. We have a business school that we sell lots of amazing courses and books and things, and I'll pop the link to that in the description. But doing that, we have to pre-record courses, and I'm terrible. I cannot do. I just can't do it. I just I do, but I find it really, really hard. I'd much rather come on a live and start talking about.
It's not natural, is it? That's the thing.
Yeah,
it feel natural. It doesn't flow naturally.
So anyone that's out there who is, you know, thought about doing lives or hasn't done a live because they're scared, just do it, just get on with it. thing. Might feel that no one's listening to you or no one's watching, but you never know which bride's going to come onto your page and see that live.
Yeah.
Because they like to, well, if they're like me, and they probably are, I like to have a nosy around people's pages. I'm like, oh, I've come across this page. I'm looking in the photos. I'm looking in the videos. Like, I'm scrolling down the news feed. Like, oh, what can I find in here? So you've got to make it as valuable as you can. Fill it with little nuggets of gold.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
So what's been your proudest business achievement that you've done so far?
Proudest? Probably. It's got to be the growth within the year of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Last year. It's got to be that, really, hasn't it? The fact that we, decided to move and expand during the first lockdown, and then coming out of it at the end of the year, and our turnover has not even trebled, it's just a ridiculous amount, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whilst we've essentially been shut for the majority of the year.
Yeah.
So it's, we just can't wait till it all to get back to normal and we can be
absolutely incredible. Yeah. You should be really, really proud of yourself, because it's been a really tough time for this industry, and to have done this in the middle of, what's been going on. I can imagine that it's not been plain sailing at all.
Definitely not. And whilst we sit there and we're really proud of that and we look and, wow, we've done this and this year, actually there's still, every business owner, there's still moments when we're like, oh my gosh, the rent. Yeah. Oh my gosh, how do I pay this? Yeah. So it's not plain sailing, but we're looking at that positive that look what we have done in this year. And let's just wait until we're out of this completely and look what we're going to be able to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's absolutely amazing, ladies. Honestly, if I could stand up and applaud you right now. Honestly.
Oh, thank you.
I've been seeing a lot of businesses overcoming so much within this pandemic. I was speaking to a lady the other day who actually, started her own business in the lockdown, and it's doing really, really well. So, it's been a very, very trying time. So it's really, really nice and refreshing to hear of these really amazing stories. So my next question for you lovely ladies is, have you got a piece of advice for anyone out there who is in business or is thinking about starting a business or is new to business?
We would probably say collaborate with other industry
professionals.
The collaboration.
Yeah, try and build the relationship with other people within the industry. Yeah. Definitely.
Don't see people as
a threat
to your success, because
you
can all do something amazingly positive together, but if you kind of sit in your own little bubble worrying and thinking what are other people doing and seeing them as the enemy kind of thing, I don't think it puts you in the right mindset, for one.
Agree.
And you need to be kind of open-minded and just invite everyone in. And we've got a massive network of really amazing people, haven't we?
We have. And I think as well, when I first started, it's just believe in yourself, because I know I was approached by a few people to collab on, like photo shoots and things like that, and I just felt that I said no a lot to start with, because I just felt that I wasn't experienced enough, or I hadn't been to the industry long enough. But actually I should have said yes sooner.
Remember, say yes.
Yeah, say that's yes. And just totally believe in yourself that you can do it, because, and it doesn't matter what stage you're at, you're there.
100%.
And other than that, the last thing would be keep in touch with your customers, being not banging their faces, but be in their radar. So get on and do lives and videos and things like that. That is a big, big thing to get into their household.
Definitely is. I totally agree with that. And back to the, reach out into people in this industry and saying yes, when you've got the opportunities, is that from my own personal experience, even if, you know, saying yes fills you with dread or anxiety about, I'm not good enough to do this, like, I'm not capable, or who do they think I am? What I've learned is, I think every single time actually that I felt like that afterwards, I've been filled with like the most amazing excitement of, oh my God, look what I've just done. Look what I've just achieved. And that builds you up.
It does. It gives you such a boost. And, you know, you might look back afterwards and go, what was I worried about? But it
gives you such
a boost, and it just gives you a bit more confidence so that the next time someone says, oh, would you, you don't hesitate. You're like, yes, of course I would. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it does. It just reaffirms you, I think.
I think normally taking that first step is the absolute hardest. Like, so when we started Twizzing, for us, it was all about, we didn't like that corporate networking feel. Like, we would go to networking events as wedding business and feel really out of place walking into this corporate environment, you know, all those worries and stresses that brings with it, and just not feeling like we fit in. So then that's why we created I don't like the word networking events. I think it sets the wrong scene. So, you know, we created a space that is for creative, you know, businesses that you can talk to people who are in the same industry, who understand what you're going through, deal with the same kind of clients. And it felt so much nicer to not have to, you know, walk into that horrible environment.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's been really, really, really lovely to talk to you both today. Where can people find out more about you and your business?
So we've got our website, which is olivia-george.co.uk. We've got our Facebook page and our Instagram. So Instagram, we are Olivia George Bridal.
Yep.
On Facebook, we're slightly different. So it's Olivia George Bridal, Home of the Perfect One. So just keeping both businesses' names in there. So it's just slightly different on Facebook. But yeah, and come visit us too.
I'll put the links to your socials in the show notes so people can find out about you really, really easy. Click straight through. It's been really, really lovely to talk to you today. Main point from today is, everybody, stop saying no to things and start saying yes. Open doors. You don't know where they're going to lead.
Yeah, that is so true. Definitely. Yep.
Well, take care, ladies. No problem at all. If you guys who are listening want to find out more about what we do, if you don't know anything about us, pop over to our website. The link will be in the show notes. And also, please do sign up for our mailing list. The link for that will be in the show notes too. It's just a place where we send you out amazing free business tips, you know, links to any new courses that we've got going on, or any interesting, exciting news that's happening. So yeah, make sure you subscribe to that as well. Take care, guys, and I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks again, ladies.
See ya.
Bye.